Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Krupa studio.
And your girl, J-Dub, hanging out with you on this Tuesday morning, 5:59. Actually, exactly 6 o'clock on your Tuesday morning. Highs today, very sunny, near 55. Currently, it is 30 degrees at Swope Park.
J-Dub, how you feeling, man?
And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
I went to sleep last night again before 10 o'clock.
Oh, wow. So you've been up since like 2:30 this morning again?
Nah, not 2:30 today. It was more like 3:50 today.
3:50.
Which is okay. This morning, we got your chance to pick a gift coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yep.
We'll get you updated on the Patrick Mahomes news. The surgery went well.
Yeah.
And Stacey Shaw, she knows a lot. She got that free legal advice for you at 7:50. 7:50. Plus, we got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. But,
yeah.
J-Dub, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
I need me some queso, extra onion for me, no cilantro. Hold that, please.
Hold that soap.
I need hella fajitas.
Fajitas. I like that. I'm here with it. Whatever you got, I just get a double helping. I want some of that, too.
I got you.
Uh-huh.
Because it is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
There's magic all around you. Are your fears preventing you from experiencing it? Are you so afraid you'll miss something or lose something that you end up missing out on everything else? Are you holding so tightly to your concept of yourself that you're restricted from being all you can be? You possess the miraculous ability to bring goodness and value to any situation. Your fear serves to inform and prepare you, but it does not have to imprison you. Open yourself to the magic and beauty of your existence, of all existence. Look past your fears to the powerful, positive possibilities beyond them. Let go of the limiting thoughts that you're too bad, too good, too young or too old, too much this way or not enough that way. Accept the person you are, the moment you're in, and all the good things you can do with your life. Choose to be a joyful and worthy participant in the magical, miraculous reality that encompasses you. This is your time to live at your best. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your Taco Tuesday. Highs today around 51. Currently, it is 30 degrees in Independence.
Have you ever had to correct one of your aunties at the table at Christmas or Thanksgiving dinner or something like that?
I mean, as I've gotten older, yes, I've feel like I've stepped into that ability to do so.
Well, Coco Jones is giving all the cousins out there why are you still single question rebuttals.
I would get a couple pivots and have them ready, like on like my notes app or just in the spirit. So when she says something, I'd be like, oh, auntie, don't you need to worry about that job you wasn't? No?
Mm.
You don't need to worry about uncle? Because I thought he...
Mm.
Oh, I just feel like I thought you had a lot on your hands.
Mm.
Okay, seems like you got a lot of free time these days. Period. Oh. You know what I like to do on free time? Pilates. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like a nice naughty list, you know what I'm saying? A little read like that. Because girl, you know what? At this point we have boundaries.
We are not our aunties and back in the day when you can't speak up. Listen, boundaries is big in 2025, going into 2026. I'll be quick to stop somebody. Let me stop you. Let me go ahead and stop you.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
What? Have your auntie at the table sounding like that.
I just want my baby.
In other news, D.L. Hughley, he kind of going at Nicki Minaj a little bit. Have you heard his rebuttal to her?
Uh-huh.
I can't tell people what to post or what to say. But Nicki Minaj damn sure needs to stay away from anything, posting anything about kids, trans or otherwise. She supports a dude that is on the Epstein list 1,000 times. She's actually married to a registered sex offender, a pedophile. She shouldn't be able to watch Jason Kidd or listen to Kid and Play or New Kids on the Block. Mm. Hell, she got to walk around the aisle with Cabbage Patch Kids on it. And she damn sure should stay away from Sour Patch Kids. And it ain't Governor Newsom Nikki needs to be worried about. It's Chris Hansen.
It's one person. It's a couple of people I don't ever want to be on a crap list. And D.L. Hughley is one of them. I don't want him to read me for anything.
Yeah.
He read her.
A lot of people are saying right message, wrong messenger.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then there's that.
We want to send condolences to the family of R&B singer and funk artist Carl Carlton. He passed away at the age of 73. So... She's a bad mama jamma. This was a jam in what, early 80s?
Late
70s? We're going to let it take us a break. Hustle and Shine in the morning. We'll be back at 6:38.
103 Jams.
Look at her. She's a bad mama jamma. Just as fine as she can be.
Hey. What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
On a serious note, J-Dub, a man is facing upgraded charges in connection with an alleged assault that left an 85-year-old woman seriously injured.
Whew.
This pissed me off. I'm gonna be honest with you because my mother's older.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Brewer has now been charged with first-degree attempted murder.
Wow.
Court records show he was initially charged with aggravated battery, but the charge was amended last week. Now, Brewer was taken into custody after police responded to a disturbance outside of Whole Foods on West 119th Street in Olathe.
Okay.
This happened on November 30th. Mm-hmm. So officers found a woman, 85-year-old Pat Coward, suffering from severe facial injuries.
Wow.
Witnesses told police they saw a man strike her with a hammer. An 85-year-old woman?
Wow.
While she was loading groceries into her car, fam. Brewer is now being held on a $100,000 bond. His next appearance is scheduled for January 28th and 26th. Her son is speaking out about this.
Okay.
And everybody handles things different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And love to her son and her. And we hope and pray that this lady is recovering.
Mm-hmm.
I understand she had to have multiple facial surgeries, okay, reconstruction surgeries. But let me tell y'all something.
Mm-hmm.
And this might be the other side of Brian. This is the real Kansas City side of Brian.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure. I don't want to incriminate myself.
Okay.
But I'm being dead ass right now, though. There's no way somebody would do that to my mama with a hammer and would... And we'll be able to make complete sentences.
I'll
leave it. The rage in me, nobody will be able to contain that.
There's a part in me that always asks the, like, why? Why would you do something like this? Why would you even? But in this situation for me, based on what I've seen and what I've heard, I don't even care why. This person needs to be put underneath a jail.
Yep.
I don't care if you was on drugs. I don't care what the situation is to do that to someone who ain't got nothing to do with you. 85-year-old woman who was putting groceries in her car. At 85, to be able to go to the grocery store by yourself and put groceries in your car, that in itself is amazing. And you've changed the trajectory of her life, and I hate that for her.
They picked the right one, boy, because...
Stop it. They sending love and light to the family.
Thank you, J-Dub. This is what I need.
And we hope that this person receives the things that they deserve.
Yo, yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
So the principal of Raytown South High School is on administrative leave, J-Dub, due to a criminal investigation. Now, a complaint in Johnson County, Kansas says that John Williams is a fugitive on a warrant out of Illinois. According to courtroom documents, on November 29th, Williams illegally left the state of Illinois in Monroe County, where he was charged with fraud, theft by deception. The Raytown School District said it learned of this new information yesterday and is looking into the situation.
It seems like a lot of haberdashery is going on here because he's the principal in Raytown. The complaint was filed in Johnson County, and right. He illegally left Illinois.
That's three states.
There's a lot of stuff going on right here.
I
bet it's a lot more stuff that's going to come out on this. Yeah. Deception, fraud by theft, fraud, theft by deception.
Yeah. Scamming. That's what it sound like. That's what it sound like. That's what the recipe sound like. I'm just saying. I wonder if some of the students at Raytown South going, you know, get their free Mr. Clark on, like in Lean on Me.
I don't know. It's a lot. I'm sure there's going to be more to the story because it seems like it's a lot of different states and cities and things involved in this.
Yeah.
Scamming. Ooh, who said that?
I didn't say it.
No. I didn't say it.
I don't know.
Fraud, theft by deception just sounds a little nefarious to me. I don't know.
Stacey Shaw, she got some free legal advice. Maybe, you know, he could tap in within. Coming up at about 7:50 in that Picky Gift Jam announcement in 6 minutes.
Hey, it's your girl Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.
Big love to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app and making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine. Cousins, we love and appreciate you so much because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with us. Love and appreciate you for that.
Absolutely. Want to give some people went ahead and hit us up in the text line to get some shout outs. Want to give a shout out to Rich H, who wants to send a shout out to his mom. You know Rich. Wants to give a shout out to his mom, who would have been 98 today. He says, rest in peace, mama. Love you.
Birthday.
Miss you. Thank you so much for being my mom and my dad. And also, happy birthday to my nephew X. That's from your Aunt Tiff. And Tanisha wants to wish her daughter, Kavion, a happy 18th birthday.
Happy birthday, Kavion.
And of course, we're going to give a shout out to the Richmond kids in Oak Grove School District this morning.
I love that. Thank you, cousins, for hitting that Hustle and Shine shout out line, even though I forgot to tell you. See, that's how good cousins we got, man. They always tapped in the Hustle and Shine in the morning. We love and appreciate
it.
Y'all.
The love is amazing.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:24 on your Tuesday morning. Highs today near 51. Currently it's 29 degrees at East High School.
Oh, this hurts my heart. One of my favorite rappers, T.I., used to be my number one until Kendrick did his thing. And he's sharing his thoughts with Kirk Franklin about his views on church.
I've never been a church person. I know God is real and I've seen the presence and the hand that he's had in my life, personally. Don't nobody ain't got to tell me that. But I just ain't never really felt the connection with church.
Why? Why?
Man, I just don't know. I don't think it's real. It's a business, just like anything else. And it's a show, just like anything else. You know what I mean? Just like you go to Broadway, you see a show. I feel like it's just like somebody standing up and public speaking, just like you get a TED Talk. And a lot of times, they be putting a lot of cap on it, but sometimes they try and twist the word, make the word mean something that will be personally benefiting to them, and not necessarily what the word mean as its purpose.
J-Dub, that hurts my heart that he thinks like that he feels that way. And I'm not saying that he doesn't have a right to feel that way, because we've all gone through something. But man, you can't let just one bad experience or a couple bad experiences ruin your relationship with God.
Yeah. I mean, even that analogy is like, I believe in learning, but I don't believe in school. Like, I believe in what it stands for, but I don't believe in this because I don't think the school is going to teach me what I need to be able to do what I need to do. Your relationship with your God is essential in building and doing more than just believing in him and knowing the word and understanding. And the reason why, for me, pastors are important is because they teach you what you need to know so that you can go and learn it on your own.
Yes.
I don't know. That's just me.
Nah, you got it right.
That's just me.
you know, he's a whole grandfather out here. And it's like, bro, and he's from Atlanta. Atlanta's the home of the black churches. That in Dallas.
I think that they talk about that people are moving away from the church. And I think this is a representation of what a lot of people are feeling right now.
And we, you know, these telepastors, and I get people been scammed and they've been duped. But y'all got to. This is when your personal relationship with God overcomes all of that.
Yeah. So,
that's a good conversation. Moving on to something else, another good conversation. The game, he's talking about fatherhood.
But that ain't their baby. See, that's the thing. Like, that's just my one thing I don't do. So, but I say it way before
the baby comes?
Like, when you first tell me that you're pregnant, before I get excited. You see, I'm four kids. I got grown kids, so it works out.
Right. Were you planning on having another kid? Or did it
kind of
just happen?
It kind of just happened. Mm-hmm. And I think that I think I will join the Cannon and NBA Youngboy somewhere up in the numbers, because I think the best part of life for me is being a dad.
We don't need no more of that, man.
That's what we aspiring to do in 2025?
Yes, that's what they aspiring to do. And I should have clarified, the beginning of his comments was his attitude on changing diapers and doing daddy duty and all of that.
So that means that at no point in time when the child is in diapers will he ever be alone with his child. Ever.
Man.
Ever.
That's what that says.
That's what that says to me.
And I don't get what rappers like him, Pusha T and Nelly, I don't understand that. Like, I want to be involved in every single part of my kid's life when I have one. I can't get jiggy with that.
What's up with it's your boy YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jam.
Well, good news for Patrick Mahomes' left knee. As he tore his ACL in that game against the Chargers. Along with that, he also tore his LCL.
Wow.
Well, that could complicate the recovery, but it doesn't necessarily extend his rehab longer than the original 9 months or so.
Okay.
Still, with the typical recovery timeline of that 9 months for ACL tear alone and 12 months for a multi-ligament tear, Mahomes will likely miss the Chiefs' entire offseason, including training camp. And it might even be optimistic to think that that Mahomes can be ready for the start of the 26th season.
Wow.
Given the timing of the injury in mid-December. So it's like, you know, we're going to pay the price for this a little bit in 26. Yeah. So I would look for the Chiefs to go and be very aggressive with this offseason move. Look, man, the team that y'all see now with these Chiefs, it's going to be completely different next year.
It will.
Completely different, including another backup quarterback. I'm sure that they'll, because they're going to have to rely on this backup quarterback for at least the first month and a half or so.
Yeah.
ACL dog like that. The technology is better with those with recovery and how they approach those surgeries and all of that. But still, it's the trust factor in the athlete's mind of, can I trust this leg? Yeah, can I trust this knee when I'm actually out here with a lot of bullets coming at me?
Now, the one thing I've seen is how Mahomes, like how he trains, who his trainer is, what he's done to prepare his body. Even in the event of an injury, I think his mindset, he's going to be laser focused on trying to get back. I don't think it's going to be any longer, but I really do think he's going to key in. Like, he's going to go hard these next 12 months.
We got a cyborg at quarterback, y'all. Like, he is an a-hole. He is competitive, and he's seeing and hearing all this stuff that people are saying and they're burying the Chiefs and all that. But the Chiefs themselves, and they, like, teams don't normally do this, but they put out a statement immediately about his surgery, saying Patrick Mahomes successfully underwent surgery in Dallas this evening with Dr. Dan Cooper to repair the tear in his left ACL. Mahomes will begin his rehab process immediately.
Like, he's not playing. Like, he is going into, like, straight beast mode. I'm sure he is.
Stacy Shaw, she knows the law. Good morning, Stacy. What you got?
Good morning. Today, we're going to be talking about aggravated fleeing. I've been getting a lot of calls about this, and so join me right back here at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacy Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacy Shaw. She knows the law. Stacy, what's cracking?
We're going to be talking about the crime of aggravated fleeing. This is in Missouri, and actually, it's a really big deal. I have gotten a lot of calls from moms, aunts, fathers about this issue, and a lot of young people are fleeing from the police, which is very dangerous, and it is a felony in Missouri. So say that the officer turns on his emergency lights, tries to pull you over, and then you take off. If you are driving in a way that creates a risk of harm to other people, that is a Class D felony. That's up to 7 years in jail. If someone gets hurt, that's now a Class B felony. If someone dies, that's a Class A felony. And so a Class A felony is up to 30 years in jail, minimum 10. And so this is very, very serious. And in Jackson County, they are taking this crime seriously. They are charging people with this crime. And if you are charged with this crime, that means you have to serve minimum 1 year in the Department of Corrections before you're eligible for probation or parole. It's minimum 1 year, up to 4 years before you're eligible for probation and parole. It is very, very serious. I have been telling parents, aunties, uncles, for a while, make sure your young person is slowing down. This is not Grand Theft Auto. There are real consequences to this, and it is going to be maximum time in prison, not county jail, you know. Prison. All right. So if you've got questions about criminal law or any other type of law, even though we primarily practice criminal and personal injury, you can give us a call at 816-359-1877. You can reach me online at stacyshawlaw.com and on all social media at stacyshawlaw. Remember, today it's Tuesday at 11:30 on KPRT. I've got Faith, Justice, Victory, and we're going to be going over this concept in depth. And so make sure to tune in to KPRT at 11:30. Make sure to hug and pour into a young person when you see them today. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Are you a big DoorDash person? You like to get food delivered to you?
Yeah, I do.
Uh-oh. Put your antennas up, J-Dub. Oh, a food delivery driver in Indiana accused of dropping off an Arby's bag and spraying pepper spray has been arrested.
Lord.
So they identified the DoorDash driver involved as Courtney Stevenson. Mm-hmm. She was booked last Friday into a jail and faces charges that include consumer product tampering and battery resulting in moderate bodily injury. Now, DoorDash customer Mark Carden said that the ordeal began when he and his wife decided to order food just after midnight on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But it didn't take them long to realize something was wrong with their food. So he said, quote, "I noticed my wife had started eating and she started choking and gasping.
Oh, Lord.
And after she had a couple of bites of her food, she actually threw up," he said.
Oh, my goodness.
So they checked the food a little closer. He said, "I had to look at the bag and saw that there was some kind of spray or something.
Mm-hmm.
The bag had been tampered with. So I pulled up my doorbell camera and saw the lady who had dropped the food off had actually tampered with it on purpose for some reason." So, this makes me stay far away from this type of situation because people are trifling.
I'm always a person of why. Like, what was she like? I saw the video and she literally put the food down, looked, and then pulled out her pepper spray and just sprayed. Like, she just saturated that
bag. You saw the video?
Yeah, I saw the video.
I ain't seen the video.
She saturated the food, the bag, with spray. And I'm like, what did they not tip her? Like, not that it's any reason for you to do anything like that, but like, what was she doing in her mind? Like, is this like an old boyfriend's house? Like, what happened? Like, what kind of day was she having?
Are you a PR?
I might
look
be.
Look at you.
I might be.
It's in you. Because, yeah.
I'll send you the video. We'll have to post it so people can see. Because, I mean, she was like, shh.
And Arby's don't need no seasoning.
Like, she was spraying Raid. Like, she was on it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You eat Arby's?
No,
I do.
They got them curly fries.
Y'all sleeping on, exactly. Thank you, fam. Thank you. It's all about the curly fries. I swear, look, all my cousins, my melanated cousins, we traditionally don't go to Arby's.
No, we don't.
But go try the chicken sandwich, cuz. I'm telling y'all, okay. Go try the chicken sandwich from Arby's and get you some curly fries.
I know somebody who like that Jamocha shake. Ain't that what they had? That Jamocha, mm-hmm. Situation.
That's good, too.
Mm-hmm. They got a couple little pop-throughs, you know. Don't sleep on it.
Keep sleeping on Arby's. More okay. Buzz.
All right. Well, then there's that.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:23 on your Tuesday morning. Highs today near 51. Currently, it is 31 degrees at Piper.
Oh, boy. Mariah the Scientist, she is explaining her methodology on how she wants to build her family.
Okay. I want to settle down, but I still want to work.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Like, babies and everything?
I want to be married.
Okay.
And I want to have...
Did everybody get the memo on that? That's the...
I hope so.
Listen, that's my plan. I can't speak for everybody. That's my plan, though.
That's what you're doing. You want a lot of kids?
I want a baby. Yeah, I just want at least one.
At least one.
I'll start with that and see how I can manage.
Or you want to do marriage first? You want to do marriage first?
I want to be married first.
Yes.
I really do, because I just want a commitment that doesn't involve an obligation to a baby. You know, I just want it to be like out of love, not out of responsibility.
That is refreshing to hear from some young people.
Yeah.
It is, because I feel like a lot of people do what she said. They do it the opposite way. You have a baby first, and then you make a family, and then you end up not liking each other. You know, so yeah. I'm with that.
Yeah. I think she's got some good plans. I mean, I like the fact that she's thought about it. The fact that, for me, it was the part that she was like, I don't know about nobody else, but y'all need to have that conversation together.
Facts. Facts. Trey Songz, well, he's in some trouble.
Again.
Following an early morning incident in New York City. Now, prosecutors say that he was arrested after allegedly punching a Manhattan nightclub employee in the face during a dispute during closing time.
I didn't touch anybody.
You have to.
Hold on.
You just say he
didn't
listen.
I understand. Miss Officer,
can somebody read him his rights and let him know what's going on?
I am asking. They just told me I could pay.
I'm not asking
him any questions. They told me I could pay.
You just told him he's under arrest.
Can I not pay? Brother!
He don't even sound the same.
Nah. I thought he was singing at first. Mrs. Officer.
You must have heard a Billy Goat.
Mrs. Officer. No? Okay.
That's what Trey Songz sound like to you?
He said, Mrs. Officer.
Oh, he did in the clip. He
didn't. That's what I'm saying.
He said, brother.
Yeah, brother. Mrs. Officer.
Officer, can somebody read him his rights and let him know what's going on?
I am asking. They just told me I could pay.
I'm not asking him any
questions. They told me I could pay.
You just told me he's under arrest.
They inebriated.
Told me I could pay.
They told me I could pay.
Don't do that.
They told me I could pay. They told me I could. Okay, so I think I think he needs to stay out of cities that end with the word city. Kansas City, New York City, Atlantic City, yeah. Sioux City Falls. Just stay out of any of them places.
Is that North Dakota, South Dakota?
One of them.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Sagittarius season. Happy birthday to those adventurous, trustworthy, and independent Sagittarius.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy 24th birthday to Twitch star and one of the biggest streamers on the planet, Kai Cenat. Happy 62nd birthday to TV actor Benjamin Bratt. Happy 60th birthday to comedian JB Smoove. And happy 44th birthday to business executive and head of Clutch Sports, Rich Paul. Now let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Jasmine Nicole, Ms. Red, and Jessica Hamilton Taylor. Happy birthday, Ashley Locke and Lisa Cadenhead. Plus sending birthday love to Sharice Coates, Miss Becky Blaze, and everybody else born on December 16th. Happy birthday, Sagittarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
This is the best Christmas ever.
Hot 103 Jams. Making a pick a gift contest winner. Just like this.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Chelsea.
How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good.
Good. We played that pick a gift jam and you are our 25th caller. Did you know that?
I do now.
Okay. Miss Chelsea, you ready to win something under the Christmas tree?
I am.
Okay. Give us a number, Miss Chelsea.
I'm going to do number 99.
99. Okay. Let me get up. Okay. It's not big.
Okay.
It's not big, but big things don't necessarily come in big packets. Oh, Miss Chelsea.
Yes.
What you think about a $25 Best Buy gift card?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Oh,
yes? Like, what? Like yes or just yes?
No, yes.
Okay.
Get $25 off some AirPods or something.
Something like that, you know what I'm saying? Tell us what morning show is hooking you up.
The one and only Hot 103 Jam.
Win free prizes from under our Christmas tree.
Merry Christmas.
Play the Pick a Gift Contest.
Take your pick.
Happy Holidays.
Ho, ho, ho.
From Hot 103 Jams.